Welcome back, my beautiful Gemsters. We're here on another episode of Gems Podcast. And with me today is a very special guest. Shout out to Women's History Month and Women's International Day. I have Dr. Soma Mendal with me, and I'm going to tell you a little bit more about who Dr. Soma is so you can connect the dots. So Dr. Soma Mendal is a board certified internist and a women's health and wellness expert who has been practicing at Summit Health, a private medical practice in New Jersey. She specializes in internal medicine and women's health, with a focus on helping women navigate through life stressors during midlife. With an MD from New York University School of Medicine and a research fellowship in evidence-based medicine from Oxford University, Dr. Mendal combines traditional Western medicine with her Eastern roots. Offering a holistic and personalized approach to her patients, she is an author, a public speaker, and a media entrepreneur. And you'll find out why she is here with us today. So without further ado, let's welcome the woman behind it all, Dr. Soma Mendal.
Thank you so much for having me on your show.
My pleasure, Dr. Soma. And I always like to allow you to connect with the guests in a fun and personal manner. So we could do so by either a rapid fire 10 question game or an icebreaker. What are you in the mood for?
Let's do the rapid fire.
Okie dokie. Y'all, here we go. We're playing rapid fire with Dr. Soma Mendal and Genesis. Do, 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 do. It doesn't sound the same because I'm all congested. But question number one. Dr. Soma, what made you want to practice internal medicine?
I wanted to be a doctor since I was 5 years old, so that was the only thing I ever wanted to be. But it wasn't until I was in medical school that I decided to become an internist. I think I just like the general broad aspect of it, and I like kind of being the caretaker of all my patients where I oversee, you know, their general care.
Love it. Question two, in your bio, it mentions Eastern roots. Where are you or your family originally from?
So my parents are originally from Calcutta in India, and they emigrated to the U.S. in New York in 1970. And, you know, they created a life, and I'm a native New Yorker, and I moved to New Jersey, you know, about 15 years ago.
Question three, what is one word that describes you?
Dedicated.
Question four, are you an animal lover?
No.
Question five, okay, what is your drink of choice? Coffee, tea, or something else?
Coffee.
Question six. If you could have lunch or dinner with any person, past or present, who would it be?
Warren Buffett.
Okay. Question seven. You get three random acts of kindness to do per day, minimum. What are your three to do for today?
Pay it forward. Pay for someone's lunch. Give someone a compliment. And say something nice to someone who's going through a hard time.
Love it. Question eight. What is your best vacation spot?
Barcelona.
Ooh, okay. Oh, that's on my bucket list to go. Question nine. If you could go anywhere around the world and money was no object, where would you be headed?
Hawaii.
Okay. And question 10, it is our pass or play question. And here are the rules. If you pass, our roles are reversed and you could ask me any question. If you play, I ask one last question to wrap up rapid fire. So do you want to pass or play?
We can play.
Okay. Last question. You have 24 to 72 hours to either trade places with someone or remain yourself. What are you doing?
I'm remaining with myself.
Awesome. And thank you for playing Rapid Fire, Dr. Soma. And audience, I hope you learned a little bit more about Dr. Soma. But what we're really here to talk about is some of the work that she's doing in her field, as well as outside of her field, because it's definitely tied to who she is at the core. So one of the things is being a woman in the sandwich generation. So what exactly does that look like? And can you explain the sandwich generation? Let's start with that first.
Sure. So a woman in the sandwich generation is someone who is taking care of her own family as well as taking care of her aging parents. And it doesn't necessarily need to be a parent, it could be a relative, an uncle or an aunt, or even a grandparent. That person is often working herself, or she could be a stay-at-home mother. But she is actively involved in, taking care of people, in her life.
And do you think, okay, because I know different cultures are different. So, like in my culture, whenever our family starts to age, we take them in like the Caribbean culture and South American culture. But here in America, people like put their aging relatives in nursing homes, skilled facilities, and et cetera. So, do you think that it's based on culture and societal norms or just what people can handle?
I think when you compare societies, let's say across different countries, for example, in India, and things are changing, there is definitely a concept that, you would take your elderly parents in. However, that is based on, societal norms where the parents usually move in with their son. So it's often the daughter-in-law who's taking care of her, mother-in-law or father-in-law as they're getting older. So traditionally, that's, how things are set up in India. And as I mentioned, things are changing there. Here, life is different. And as a physician, I can tell you, I come across all different things, but at least in my practice, for my patients who are older, a lot of them may be independent, but they have their, older children who are looking in after them, or they may be living with their son or daughter, or they may be living in an assisted living facility, but they still have, the active participation of their families who are looking in on them. And it's a little different setup than, let's say, India, but it differs in that who is taking care of them might be different than, let's say, in India.
And thank you for sharing that because, whenever my dad had got sick, me and my mom and my husband started taking care of him. And it was very hard because he ended up getting paralyzed from the waist down. So then
Right.
having to, do the 4-year lift, change his diaper, and all this stuff. Whereas before he was very independent, like playing with the grandkids, cutting the yard, and all of that. So then whenever you begin to take care of an aging adult who maybe they're aging a little bit faster than they should have because maybe what happened to them, or they could just be aging, aging just out of age. How important is just practicing self-care? Because I feel like sometimes caregivers, they forget about the self-care part and that could wane on their mental health. And you could be in your 30s, but then you feel like you're in your 40s and you begin to age because you're not taking care of yourself.
That's right. So it's really important to pay attention to not just your physical health at that time, but also your mental health, because taking care of so many different people at this stage can definitely take its toll. And as you can imagine, right, women, and I should also include men, because men can be in the sandwich generation too, but I'll be honest with you, I see more women in the sandwich than I do men. But as you can imagine, when you're so busy making sure everyone else is okay, it's very hard to say, okay, I have my physical and I'm going to schedule it, or I have my GYN appointment, or I have to make sure I get my colonoscopy and my mammogram. And sometimes these things fall by the wayside, and can be an issue. So it's very important to make sure that we take care of ourselves, because if we don't, it can often kind of make our physical and mental health worse than it needs to be. And then you can get to a point where, you have a breakdown, or you may have heart issues, or you have high blood pressure, right? And it could have been picked up earlier, and it could have been treated earlier before other events start happening.
Absolutely. And that brings us to preventative care and the importance of preventative care and recognizing when your body is speaking to you, because sometimes we're so go, 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 like the Energizer Bunny. And y'all, newsflash, the Energizer Bunny does have a shut off, even if you don't see it on TV. So how can we as women, and I'm also going to say men, make sure that we line up and get those preventative cares done? You mentioned annuals, you mentioned colonoscopies, you mentioned some other things in there as well. And I feel like sometimes people don't know when to get certain things done, certain routines. And they also need to factor in what does their genetics look like and what is their family predisposed to, because that factors
Correct.
into preventative care and how soon you need to do things. Can you elaborate on that?
So in the US, we have what's called age appropriate screenings. And, for women who are 21 to 21 and up, that includes, a routine pap smear. It could be a physical. But as we get older, right, as we approach 40, that includes a screening mammogram. 45 is now the age that is recommended by the United States Preventive Task Force to start with colon cancer screenings, which I strongly recommend getting a colonoscopy for. But then it also depends on your family history. So, for example, if there's a very strong history of diabetes, then you want to be going every 6 to 12 months to get your blood sugars checked. Especially, let's say, if you're pre-diabetic or you have risk factors for diabetes. You want to be getting your blood pressure checked on a regular basis. You want to make sure you're up to date with all your vaccinations. And obviously, doing a screening for depression and anxiety as well.
Which all can help you stay healthy, y'all, because how can you enjoy your life if you're not healthy? How can you enjoy your wealth if you're not healthy? So it starts with taking care of yourself so you could take care of those you love. And another big part is exercise. Sometimes we negate on exercise, and exercise does not have to be a tedious chore or something extra on your to-do list. It could be something that you absolutely love and enjoy. So, like for example, if you like rollerblading, rollerblade. If you like going for a walk, go for a walk, and maybe that will lead you to thinking about doing maybe a marathon, that or thinking about the couch to 5K. Or swimming. Swimming is a great full body exercise, and it's a great family activity that you could do as well. So, whenever you think about exercise, Dr. Soma, and you think about maybe Western medicine and your Eastern roots, what are some of the things that we can encourage everyone to do to really help them stay healthy and enjoy wanting to stay healthy? Because there's a need and there's a want.
Right. So the exercise is really important because it not only improves our physical health in terms of controlling our blood pressures and our blood sugars, it also releases these natural endorphins that can help with our moods and help us, to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. So it is a crucial part of our lifestyle. And I always tell patients, whatever you do, in terms of, as long as it's safe and that you enjoy doing it and that it's readily accessible, 3 to 4 times a week, The American College of Cardiology recommends 150 minutes per week. I don't know where they came up with that number. That's fine. And if obviously if you want to exceed that, that's great too. But even if you can't get that 150, even if it's, let's say, in a week, it's 60 or it's 90 minutes, something is always better than nothing.
Absolutely. And guys, I would say guys and gals, or ladies and gentlemen, the 5 minutes, like you could do it in increments. So maybe you could go for like a 5 minute walk around your neighborhood, or maybe you're working from home, go up and down your stairs 5 times, or walk around your house 5 times, get out in nature, let the sun radiate, which also is going to give you vitamin D and et cetera. Or if you have kids, go take them for a bike ride, play with them in the park, and then you'll start to see how those little things begin to add up. And then you're going to also feel good afterwards because Dr. Soma mentioned those endorphins and all the other benefits you get from exercise. Or if you're at work and you may have a sedentary job where you sit a lot, put on your calendar a coffee break, and you can use that as a, also an ergonomic break where you get up and you walk with your coworker, you grab a coffee. You could talk about some different things. And it's also changing your atmosphere, and you're also relaxing your eyes from looking at that blue light and screen all day. So just think about little things that you could do there. And another thing I want to talk about, Soma, Dr. Soma, which is so important, is because we talked about exercise, we talked about aging. Let's also talk about dieting, because I think dieting is very important with aging and how we feed our body, because how we're feeding ourselves is also fueling our body. How important is that?
So I actually never try to use the word diet because
Okay.
I've noticed that a lot of my patients always think that I'm referring to some fad diet,
Or lifestyle choice.
when I'm actually no, I'm actually referring to their nutrition. So I rephrased, my question to say, what is your nutrition like? Because I want to know what they're eating. And the best rule of thumb is if it's growing from the earth, then that's something you want to eat. If it's in a package, few and far between. Very simple. Very simple. And that package can be a plastic box or a crinkly paper kind of thing, but if it's in a package, it's most likely something we shouldn't be eating on a regular basis.
I like that.
But we know with a lot of chronic diseases, heart disease, d diabetes, Alzheimer's, right? We all keep coming back to that Mediterranean diet, and that's what basically keeps us the healthiest and keeps us living the longest, which includes fruits and vegetables, fresh fruits and vegetables, whole grains, lean proteins like chicken, fish, and shrimps and things like that. But that should really be the bulk of our diet. Everything else is few and far between.
So for those who are maybe more plant-based, are they getting in the adequate nutrients? Because I know sometimes since they're not doing the meat, they're doing a lot of legumes and et cetera. Can you talk about that? Because I know with the Mediterranean diet, it's the lean meats and the seafood, but how can we also for those who are thinking about going plant-based, take that into consideration as well?
So you could still get a complete protein, from a vegan diet, as long as you're having like things like beans and legumes, and there are plenty of vegetables that have proteins in them. If you're not vegan and you do have dairy and you're vegetarian, then it's a little bit easier, just because the dairy kind of it makes it easier to balance out the complete, amino acids that we need to take in on a daily basis. But it's still very possible, to get that on a vegan diet if you have soy milk or if you have soy. These are things that can, give you plenty of protein instead of having chicken, fish, or red meat.
And thank you for sharing. And I also like the fact that you said you don't think of it as a diet, but more so, what does your nutrition look like? So I'm definitely going to keep that in mind whenever I'm
Sure.
asking myself, what does your nutrition look like? Because, some days I am tempted to eat things out of the bag because of my current state, which y'all who follow me, y'all will know more later on. But one of the other things that too that I like to, think about whenever we're aging is what do we want to do, like whenever we're not working? Like, what quality of life do we want to see and have? And then reverse engineer, what are we doing now that's going to get us there? Do you like that sentiment, Dr. Soma? Or, okay, so how can we help with the mindsets? Because I feel like sometimes people are just living for today, but not really thinking about tomorrow because we heard, well, tomorrow's not promised. But then you also want to think about who am I living for as well? And what do I want to do with them?
That's true. And so that's a great question. I had a patient today, right, who was asking me a similar question, but focused on, how she can lose weight. And one of the things I asked her, instead of saying, well, you should, just exercise this amount of times a week, I'm like, what motivates you in life, right? Is it your kids? Is it this place that you want to travel to that's on your on your bucket list? Is it, being on your podcast one day? Is it having your own podcast one day? Is it, a dream job or career that you haven't yet achieved? Or is it, just living, the healthiest life you can? So kind of asking ourselves, instead of like running this rat race that we often do, why am I here, right? And what gives me joy is a great place to start. And then focused around that is, what can I do to make my life happier? And so we focused on exercise. So that's an important part. But we know, right? And there are studies on this, like the social interactions that we have with our loved ones, our family, our friends are really important and keep us happy and healthy. Taking breaks and not working all the time and just focusing on ourselves and having some quiet time. These kind of things are also important as well.
Thank you for sharing, Dr. Soma. And the last question I'm going to ask before I throw you audible here is embracing creativity. I want you to think about that. And how important is it for us to embrace our creativity and just free ourselves sometimes, just really let go and just have fun with aging?
I think you have to connect to your inner child sometimes. And sometimes it's as simple as getting a coloring book or a blank piece of paper or a paper that's scrap paper and taking your kids' crayons and just making a drawing, Just the color that you can produce from that drawing is creative. Or, if you play an instrument like the piano or the cello or something like that, you can get back to making music. We're all more than just our jobs and our roles in life. So those kind of things, right, keep our brains healthy and can also bring us joy.
Yes, you heard it here by Dr. Soma. Make sure you embrace your creativity, keep your exercise in, your nutrition is key, and all of that. But Dr. Soma, is there something that I have not asked you based on what you're doing now that you would like to share with the Jumpsters?
I think, one thing that I would like to add is that, women who are in the sandwich generation, they often just feel like no one understands. And so if we meet a woman who might seem like, she's in a stressful situation, whether it's as a patient and I'm their doctor, or if you have a friend that you know is might be going through something like this, it's actually nice for people to reach out to them and say, hey, you know what? I know things are kind of crazy right now, but can you take a half an hour to an hour and have a drink with me, or let's go for coffee? Those kind of things mean a lot.
I love that. And if they're a touchy-feely person, a hug too. Like sometimes when someone gives me a hug, it's just like, oh, the energy just lights up from the right person, y'all. I don't like hugs from everyone, person. But thank you so much for sharing that, Dr. Soma. And now we're going to dive into the CTA, which is the call to action. And Gemsters, you know what that is. It's homework time. So, Dr. Soma, what is your homework for the Gemsters community today? Because what good is hearing this content if they're not going to take what they heard and apply it? And then let them know how to connect with you. What's your website? What social media platforms are you on, et cetera?
So my homework for your listeners, our listeners, is to really challenge yourself and say, why am I here? What gives me joy? What brings me happiness? Why should I take better care of myself? And then you can make a list for yourself. It's because I want to, be around, for my parents, or I want to be around for my kids as long as possible. I want to travel to Greece. I want to be able to sing for as long as possible. Make a list for yourself. And you can find me at my website, which is somamandelmd.com, and it has all my social media handles there.
Love it. And another question. What's next for you, Dr. Soma?
I'm really delving into the world of media much more this year. So you will be seeing me on television. You'll be hearing me more on podcasts. I'll be doing the online stuff as I always do. So yeah, my voice will be out there much more.
I love it. And as Alicia Keys would say, this woman is on fire. I am so excited that I got to just sit and share and hold space with you today, Dr. Soma. And Jumpsters, it has been a treat to have Dr. Soma a part of the community, which is now part of her community. So if you have any questions regarding what's going on, maybe you're a woman in the sandwich generation, or you know someone that's aging, or you just have questions in general, just reach out to her and really build a connection and really create those synergies and share this content. Y'all, we're on 40 plus platforms, audio based. The video is on YouTube. So just type in gems with Genesis Amaris Kemp. And one of my big asks is for listeners to leave reviews on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or et cetera, because that lets me know what you like, what you don't like, what topics you want to hear, or et cetera. And just consider it as a gift, a free gift that you're not paying for. Feedback is going to help me develop as a host and give you the content that you need. And et cetera. And it's also going to help our speakers like Dr. Soma and other people who come onto this platform. So really consider leaving a review and share, share, share. You don't lose anything by sharing this content. Let's go out and educate the world on aging, nutrition, exercise, and giving them all the tools that they need to live life healthy and abundantly. Prosperous and et cetera. So until the next time, I'm signing out with Dr. Soma Mandel and Miss Genesis Amaris Kemp. Peace, love, and lots of blessings. Remember, you're important. You matter. You are here for a purpose. You were born for a purpose. So start walking into your purpose and don't ever let somebody tell you what you aren't. Know who you are and not what you are. Be blessed.